almanac. Breeze blows leaves of a musty color jello.
Not only will we celebrate life in Wisconsin this October, during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go this hour, we will celebrate your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Travel writer Gary Knowles will be in just a couple of minutes to talk about recreational, cultural, recreational, and educational events and activities that are happening in and around Wisconsin in October. And he and you can tell me where to go. But first, producer Bill Martins joins me because this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio for informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. Your gift of any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Joy, our goal is 20 pledges this hour. 20 pledges, always nice to hit that first goal of the drive. And of course, you give to WPR to support the radio you depend on.
And during this drive, your pledge of any amount will automatically get you entered into a sweepstakes to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose if you're the winner. You can go to Cuba, South Africa, or the Canadian Rockies. It's a great reason to make your gift right now.
Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 enters you in the drawing, gets us one step closer to meeting the goal, and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin. And where else are you going to get a conversation about all the things happening in the state of Wisconsin at 6 o'clock in the morning? Nowhere. Only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We find the great guests like Gary Knowles. We show up, they show up, you show up, and we have a lively, fun, informative conversation every single morning.
That's right. And because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
You give to WPR to support the programs that you love. And we also have something special during this fall membership drive. You can ask for the WPR water bottle when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more.
27 ounces. It's stainless steel. It's got the WPR design on it. And you'll have two color options. Just ask for the water bottle now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered. But you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
And you can make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. You decide how much to give. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You know, we hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are givers because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give, or people who've turned 30 and realized, you know, I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in a service that you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount, whether it's $5 a month. That's an example of what many first-time donors give. Then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, 20 pledges to go. We've got 50 minutes to get those in. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
And remember that added bonus for your pledge of any amount today. You will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. If you are a sustaining member, you give every month already, you are automatically entered.
And this pledge drive, we have an exciting thank you gift. Ask for your WPR water bottle when you pledge $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much. You can make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The falling leaves drift by the window.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, who is a freelance travel writer and the author of Gary's Getaways, a feature for the Journal and Topics newspapers. He is a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. And he has his October list of October getaways that we will talk about. And we welcome your recommendations during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. Boy, what a beautiful season we've got ahead of us here, and it's going to be a great one, I think. It looks like we've started off, the colors are starting to change, and it's going to be a wonderful year.
Oh, the weather has been perfect so far for October, you know, sunny and 60.
and a little cool today, a little cool this morning, but it feels like autumn coming.
Yeah, there's some patchy frost going on. You know what, though? I think that's good for those leaves, isn't it? To turn them colors?
You know,
I can't remember.
I think there's an indirect correlation between the frost and the leaves, and you know, it's got something to do with the sap not running up into the leaves anymore, and they lose their color, they lose their green, and they become whatever color they would be without the green.
But I'm lots of beautiful fall drives as we head out and about all over Wisconsin to have some fun. I want to thank you, Gary, for a great September assignment for Tell Joy Where to Go. You suggested I go to Hammond in September to participate in, or at least observe, the running of the llamas, which is just a ridiculous event.
Well, you know, Joy, you really showed a lot of courage. I've got to say that. I thought it would be good if you went up there and kind of reported on the running of the llamas, but then you got involved in trying to feed the winner and well beyond that, right?
Well, yeah, that was funny because, I was just going to observe at first because I thought it was just a fun thing to do. And as you mentioned, it's just a small town that has some llama farms around it, so it decided 19 years ago to start, you know, having a little event where they raced the llamas down Main Street. And this was the 19th annual running of the llamas. I was just going to observe, and then I was invited to present a basket of lettuce or produce to the winning llama, and I agreed to do that. And then someone dropped out of the race, and then I was asked to run with one of the llamas. And I was oh, sure, that'll be fun. And then I was terrified. I thought, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? But nothing happened. I didn't fall down. I didn't get spit on. It was a lovely, fun event, and I really enjoyed myself. So I'm looking for, I don't know how you can top that assignment.
Well, it's hard to follow a llama, they say, you know.
And, yes.
And we'll find some things for you, I think. But the llamas are definitely probably going to be one of the high points of your year. And I've got to say, the pictures you posted on there were great. And it looked like it was really, like it turned out to be a lot of fun in the end. Right?
It was a lot of fun. And if you'd like to see those photos, I've posted some of the many photos on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And already October just started, so I did go to a couple of Oktoberfests in the very end of September. So I've got the Oktoberfest in Appleton and in New Glarus under my belt. But there is a big Oktoberfest going on in La Crosse still.
There is, and it's kind of like, you know how they say the Ohio State University?
Yep.
Well, this is the Oktoberfest,
right.
And this is La Crosse's Oktoberfest, and it really is, when you talk about any Oktoberfest, this is kind of the granddaddy of them all. They get about 150,000 people going through La Crosse up there. They have things like a torchlight parade. Then they have a Oktoberfest Festmaster, and they have a ball that's associated with it. All kinds of course, great food and great beverages up there. So La Crosse is a place to kind of be for Oktoberfest, and it goes on through the 4th, through the weekend. And so if you haven't been up there to ever experience it, that would probably be the place to go.
Yeah.
To know what the Oktoberfest is.
Yeah, it's and then maybe also enjoy some of the scenery on the Great River Road.
Yeah, the bluff country up there this time of the year is really getting spectacular. And I think because we've had a relatively warm, up till about now, autumn, you know, it's late summer, it's going to be a little long, I think, and be a nice long autumn. So the opportunity to go drive the Great River Road and go over to La Crosse in that area will certainly be a prime opportunity this year.
I also see on your list of different getaways, Gary, that there is a food type, fall food type festival for everyone here.
It's the harvest season. Mm-hmm. And indeed, something going on for virtually all of the berries and all of the fruit. And of course, we talk about the big Oktoberfest. We have several apple fests, and the granddaddy apple fest of them all really is the Bayfield Apple Fest. Wisconsin Trails did a study not too long ago, and they asked people, what's the best festival in Wisconsin? And Apple Fest won that Wisconsin Trails survey. And then they were also named by USA Today one of the 10 best specialty food festivals anywhere in the nation. So,
woohoo, Bayfield, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they said this year, I was just talking to them recently, they said it's been a bumper crop year of apples up there, so they're going to have a special farm market. Actually, it's today only. The whole festival goes on all the weekend, but today they have a special farm market where something like 18 of the local farms are bringing in their apples, and they're going to have produce for sale, also other cheeses and other maple syrup and things like that up there. But throughout the weekend, they have an art and craft fair as well. And I think they have like 150 artists and craft dealers up there. They also have the big parade coming up on Sunday, and that parade is incredible. They usually have 400 high school kids marching in it, and they have a grand marshal who this year is Mary Rice, and people who know the whole Bayfield area just know that Mary Rice has been one of the great supporters of that area. And also the Apple Festival Queen, Madeline LaPointe, will be there.
Oh, great.
So a good opportunity to go on up and enjoy that.
Yeah, and if you can't make Bayfield Apple Fest for some reason, I see on the list that there's an apple affair going on in Galesville on the 3rd. There
That's
is
right.
Two Rivers has an apple fest on the 10th, apparently. Is that right?
Two Rivers has theirs on the 10th, and Galesville is going on this weekend on Saturday as well. So good opportunity to go out and try some of those apples up in Galesville, which, of course, was the place proven to be the Garden of Eden up there.
Yeah.
So you can go up and visit the statue of, I think it was Pastor Van Slyke, who in the 1880s, literally proved using biblical references that the Garden of Eden was in Galesville.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, that's something. Wow. But if you are in the mood for, maybe you're in the mood for cranberries instead of apples, boy, do we have some places for you to go to.
Wisconsin is the world's cranberry capital, I guess you could say, because we produce more than anybody. So Eagle River has a huge festival taking place this week, and that's going to be going on Saturday and Sunday, and they sell something like 5 tons of fresh cranberries up there every year when they do this. They also have the world's largest cranberry cheesecake. And then if you go to Stone Lake, not too far from there, Stone Lake also has a big cranberry festival taking place, and that'll be on Saturday. And they have something like 30,000 visitors coming in there, and that's a good one. Also, if you head up to the Nakusa Pumpkin Festival, they are right in the heart of cranberry country in the Wisconsin Rapids area, and they have the big pumpkin festival going on where they have the pumpkin weigh-in to see if they get the world's largest pumpkin up there. They usually have like a 1,200-pound pumpkin that wins the largest pumpkin contest. And then what they do, Joy, is they've got kind of this tradition where they raise it up on a crane and then drop it. And so everybody gets a big kick out of watching.
And then does it smash?
It smashes, yeah. kind of a Wisconsin tradition, I guess.
There we go. So, well, gosh, we've got apples, and we have pumpkins, and we have cranberries. Is there any food that I missed here?
I think I saw that at one of these. I think it was the Bayfield Apple Festival. They also have sauerkraut.
Well, speaking of sauerkraut, I know I just yesterday talked about the fermentation festival that's going on in Sauk County. It's Reedsburg is the headquarters, but there's communities all over that area involved. And Nichelle emails us. She says, I'm going to see the fall colors along the new farm art detour route in the center of Sauk County for Fermentation Fest, October 2nd through the 11th. Art and food and live performances in the farm fields and woodlands. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's a 50-mile drive, they say, of food and art and fun kind of through that whole area. It's so beautiful anyway. Even if you didn't have anything to do, it'd be a great drive. But the Fermentation Festival really tops it off.
So where are you going in October to enjoy some fall foods in Wisconsin, maybe some fall beers in Wisconsin, maybe some art, anything else going on that you like to do in Wisconsin in October? This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles and you, looking for assignments for October. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slade's, Carter's, Abel's, Carter's, Newbrook, Carter's, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. Travel writer Gary Knowles will be back with us in just a moment. But Bill Martins joins me now because this is our fall membership drive. You provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And this drive is your chance to support all of the programs that you enjoy. So do give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got one pledge so far. So first pledge of the drive, thank you very much. We're looking for 19 more by 7 o'clock. And when you pledge, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip.
Donate any amount during our fall membership drive, and you could experience the culture and music of Cuba. Doesn't that sound exciting? Explore South Africa. Yes, please. I'd love to go on a safari. Or enjoy the Canadian Rockies by train. You get to choose. You don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details. You can help pay for the Joy Cardine Show. Get entered in the drawing when you give. And you'll feel good, too, by the way. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, people who listen, i.e. you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so you can invest it in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So make your pledge now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can choose the new WPR water bottle as your thank you gift for your pledge of $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more. Your pledge supports the programs, and you're going to love this water bottle.
You can take this water bottle with you on your travels around Wisconsin.
Good
and
idea.
You can, when you're hiking in the state parks or whatever else, you can take a sip out of this 27-ounce stainless steel bottle, which has the WPR logo. The design is very cool. You can choose between two color combos, blue and yellow and blue and darker blue, I think.
Yep.
And you can see the color options at WPR.org and ask for yours when you pledge online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month, and even if they're just giving a small amount, they could feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can join Bridget by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our fall membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of any amount helps support the programs that you value.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we always have your interest at heart, and we can keep serving you and the community because of the support we receive from members, including more than 600 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle.
9XM members support WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more every year. That's $100 a month or more. To make a leadership gift, you can go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. Your gift really can help. So join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to a supporter from Elk Mound who says, I'm already a sustaining member, but every time I listen, I get so much more than what I already pledge. Thank you for all you do for the state of Wisconsin. Well, thank you very much to that listener from Elk Mound. You can join him or her by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 19 more pledges in about the next half an hour to reach our goal this hour. Your pledge right now during this fall membership drive is so important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember that if you make your pledge during this hour, any pledge, any amount today, you will be entered into that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, like our listener in Elk Mound, you are automatically entered. So show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and help pay for a program and a service that you value by making a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
La-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. Gary is a freelance travel writer, and he joins us once a month with his getaway sampler, all sorts of things to do, places to see in Wisconsin during a given month. We will be certainly posting his October 2015 getaway sampler on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we are talking about many of the items on his list this hour. We're welcoming yours, too. 1-800-642-1234. Tell me where to go in October. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Joel called in but had to leave Gary because he was going goose hunting.
Ah, okay. Well, the geese are up early, I think.
Yeah, so. And he wanted to mention, though, that the mass band at Applefest in Bayfield on October 4th because there are 400 kids playing music, I guess.
Yeah, I think we just mentioned them, actually, and he's right. It's really a lot of fun. It's, I think, high school kids, for the most part, who are performing there. They used to have it. I think that people could just step in and volunteer, but I recall now, they've got a 400-piece band that they march down the street, and I think they play On Wisconsin as the finale song for the Apple Festival.
Very good.
And it's always a lot of fun.
All right, so we talked a lot about food and one festival, the Fermentation Fest, that has food and art. There are a lot of other art things going on in October.
Gary. Well, there are. You know, the whole concept of artists getting together and putting together a tour, and especially at this time of the year when you can go out and see the leaves and enjoy all the fall colors and then enjoy the art, too, has become popular. Pepin and Pierce counties have gotten together, and they have what they call the Fall Fresh Art Tour. And so it's fresh and fall up there, and kind of goes through those counties. And there's something like 19 studios open, and it's a lot of fun. Goes on actually this weekend, and so a good weekend to be out there. Shawano also has a Shawano County Miles of Art, and they have 38 artists up there that have opened up their studios and will be open for touring this weekend. That might be kind of fun for you at some point, too, Joy, to put one of those on your list. I don't know if you've been up to Shawano area lately.
I have been to Shawano, and of all things, I can't do it this weekend, Gary, and I can't go to Oktoberfest, and I can't go to Bayfield Applefest, so I've got to find something else for later in the month. But that Shawano, I want to go to Shawano because Did you see that the DNR is getting reports and photos were posted on Facebook of a moose? Actually, I think two mooses
they're traveling together.
That's, they might be, or one's following another. If
yeah,
you know
I,
what I
did
mean.
See the picture.
Yeah. I would love to go up there to see a moose. How often does that happen? So
yeah, not very often in Wisconsin. We occasional sightings of them, and
but I would like to do the arts tours. They do sound really. Maybe the following weekend there's one in Calumet County, a rural arts road trip, and that's the following weekend.
Right.
And then I could check out some of the supper clubs I want to check out in the supper club capital of the Midwest, Calumet County.
Yeah, there's a lot of great supper clubs up in that area, that's for sure. And I'm sure Mary Bergen probably told you that,
yes,
right?
She did. Yeah.
She's got that book out. But the other thing I was going to suggest is, you know, you took such a long drive to go see those llamas. You may want to stay a little closer to home and go do the Southwest Wisconsin Fall Art Tour, which would take you to to Spring Green, Dodgeville, Baraboo, and Mineral Point area, where they have, this is sort of the granddaddy of the arts tours, and you get to drive through some of that nice Sauk Prairie, Sauk County area, fall color back roads, and get to see some artists in their studios. So that's going on the 16th to the 18th.
I can do that.
And it's really a lot of fun. It's fun, neat people, nice little communities, and some of the artists are actually out in the country, so you do some country driving, and you get out and see some really spectacular foliage up along the Wisconsin River Valley area, and always kind of nice up there. And you can go to any of those towns, go to any of the art places there, and they've all got maps, so they'll give you a map of where to go.
Yeah, and I like that. Also, I bet you by that time we'll have some pretty colors around southern Wisconsin,
it
too, the 16th through the 18th.
Should be really good, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Next couple of weeks, yeah.
All right, well, there, I'm putting that on the very possible list. I do have at least one of the days of that weekend free. How about you? Do you have something you would like to recommend to listeners or to me? This is Tell Joy Where to Go for October. Things that are happening in and around Wisconsin for a special Wisconsin experience. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Julie in Schulzburg is with us. Hi, Julie. What do you have to recommend?
Hi. We actually, tomorrow, it's an all-day event. We have Cheese Fest going on in Schulzburg.
Oh, what are you doing?
Schulzburg cheese, I don't know if you've ever had it before, but it's wonderful.
It's great.
We actually will have a lot of squeaky cheese curds or fried cheese curds, and there's lots of other good foods that everybody brings in, and there's crafts and there's games, and we have a cheese curd eating contest.
It's
just a fun day. Yeah.
All of the above.
they really make some great cheese down there in Schulzburg.
Well, that sounds like fun. You know, gosh, I wish I could go to that, but others can go to it. And I'll put it on the list for next year maybe, because that does sound like a lot of fun. And I think that everybody should participate in a cheese curd eating contest sometime in their life.
I think that would be good for them. That's right.
Thank you very much, Julie,
for
that. So Schulzburg is having a cheese fest tomorrow. Gary in Butte, Iowa is with us. Hi, Gary.
Hi, good luck to you all.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
I was calling because we were up in above Fond du Lac. And they had a terrific Apple Fest. And the reason we go up there yearly is they have the best frozen apple pies, cherry.
And you say that's Fond du Lac?
It's 10 miles north of Fond du Lac. On a great big huge farm. I don't know the name of it.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Maybe somebody from Fond du Lac will call in and tell us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
apple pies.
Great.
I know that one of the places, and I'm not trying to do an advertisement, but it's close, and they're good. Sky High Apple Pie. It's near Baraboo.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? It's just up.
Just up. Yeah, north of Madison.
Yeah.
Up toward the Prairie du Sac area up there.
If anybody has a favorite apple pie that they want to recommend, you can do that as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Matt in Madison is with us now. Hi, Matt.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling about the Spirit Tour in Whitewater next weekend on Saturday night. Whitewater, for a very long time, has had a reputation as the second Salem of the United States. And the Chamber of Commerce will be sponsoring two separate bus tours going through town, showing a bunch of the different haunted spots in Whitewater and talking about some of the folklore and stories and origins of the stories of the various sites and the various stories that have come into being. A lot of this had genesis with the Morris Pratt Institute, which was started in Whitewater in the 19th century, which was, for a period, one of the leading schools of spiritualism in the world for the study of spiritualism. And,
I had no idea, Matt.
How spiritualism can take and support one's beliefs. And the school actually still exists in, I believe, West Allis, up in Milwaukee, the area, of course.
But, and I'm sorry, because we're coming up on a break, Matt, what do you do on the Spirit Tour?
It's a bus ride, and you visit the haunted sites in Whitewater, and then it will wind up with a bonfire and conversations.
I have to put that on the list.
That sounds great.
That does. That sounds like a really great experience. Thank you so much. We will. I'm going to put that down and see if I can make that. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will get to more of your suggestions during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes. But first, Bill Martins is here once again, as this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Pledge Drive. And we are counting on you for your gift of any amount that helps make these discussions possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, and we are looking for 14 more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. And when you give, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. So a pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy the very best of Cuba, or see the beauty of South Africa, or take a train trip to the Canadian Rockies.
So this is a great opportunity to make a donation now. You will be supporting the programs that you enjoy, including this one, and you will get entered into that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You don't have to donate to enter. You can go to WPR.org to get all the details.
And we really hope you've been enjoying this conversation about all the fun things to see and do in Wisconsin during the month of October. There's so much stuff to do, and Gary Knowles is on top of it all, and we're happy to talk with him usually about the first Friday of each month. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible, and we'll be happy to keep this going for you. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer during this drive by making ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card. You might be thinking, but I like to get in on all the exciting trip drawings by making a donation every drive.
Well, no need to worry. Sustaining members are automatically entered in our pledge drawings. So become a sustainer today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll be entered in this drive's trip drawing and any future ones as well.
We don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
And that was, the scary Jim Fleming.
Very scary.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Maybe you listen to WPR in school as a kid or in the car with your parents, or maybe you found us on your own. Either way, you probably want to see WPR continue because it's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $5 a month. It's easy. It doesn't take very long. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
14 more pledges to go by 7 o'clock. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
And as an added bonus, remember that your pledge of any amount today, you will be entered into a drawing for two tickets to go on one of those WPR trips that you get to choose. And remember, sustainers, you are automatically entered into that drawing.
And this pledge drive, we've got an exciting thank you gift. Ask for your WPR water bottle when you pledge $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to a supporter from Madison who says, I wouldn't be able to get through my daily commute without WPR. We are so happy that you are listening and that you are supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Alyssa from Madison says, I'm excited and proud to be a member. I can't remember a time when WPR wasn't a part of my life. Throughout grad school, I continued to listen and promised myself that once I had a full-time job, I'd become a member. Now I'm finally done with school and following through on my promise. Thanks for all the great, informative programming on WPR. Isn't that great?
Thanks. I love listeners who keep their word.
That's right. Keep your word. You know that you've been meaning to make this pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. We'll be back with more of Tell Joy Where to Go for October in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, who is telling me where to go for October. I welcome your assignments. You can tell me where to go for October as well at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, I know I have a possible assignment for the weekend of the 16th through the 18th, Gary, thanks to you. I have it on my list. The Colors of Art and Autumn Blend, the Southwest Wisconsin Art Tour, where I can drive around and check out the art in the Driftless area, Baraboo, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Spring Green. That sounds beautiful, and the colors should be beautiful, and the art should be beautiful. But you also have a spooky thing to recommend I do this
month.
Well,
yeah, it's a little farther away, so if you want to take a nice trip up to Superior, I would go up to the Fairlawn Mansion up there, which is a wonderful old Victorian mansion, and it's a museum that's open all the time. But on this time of the year, they do a spooky tour through there called the Flashlight Tour, where you walk through it at night with the lights off, carrying a flashlight. And if you meet somebody else carrying a flashlight, they're not on the tour. They're a lot, very often there are spirits and spooks that inhabit that place, they tell me, even without the Halloween connection. And who knows, I think John Munson is from that area,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yes,
you might
he
meet
is.
John with a flashlight up there.
Now that would be scary.
But it really is supposed to be good. 29th and 30th is when they have the flashlight tours of the Fairlawn Mansion in Superior. And I'd like to hear your report on that. You were so courageous running with that llama. I'm wondering if you're courageous enough to go up and meet the old inhabitants of the Fairlawn Museum.
I can sense a challenge when I hear year one, Gary, I might be able to do that. That might do something spooky. I'm going to be doing at some point in Madison. I don't have to travel very far, and it's not set yet, so I don't know. But a Friday night, kind of a scary tour of Madison.
It probably goes to Science Hall, I bet. I've heard that Science Hall has some people living there who are not students.
Might be scary.
And they've been there a long time, they say. I bet that's a great tour, that Madison spook tour.
I will report back on that whenever that might happen. But I'll put the Superior spooky tour on my list as well. We have other callers who have suggestions. Alec in Oakland Center is with us. Hi, Alec.
Hi. I was just calling to suggest that you go on the Earth, Wood, and Fire tour out near Cambridge, near just about a half hour east of Madison. There's a couple wood-fired potters out there, and they are doing some demonstrations and firing their giant kiln.
When is this going to happen?
This will be the 24th and 25th. And there's one potter in particular that on the 24th you can see a pit fire demonstration that's not too common around the area.
Are you doing that, Alec?
I will be there assisting him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who is that potter?
That would be Rick Lamore at Broadwing Clay. He's been a potter for, 40 years or so, he's definitely been around for a little bit.
Well, is there more information on a website about this?
Yeah, you could probably just Google Earth, Wood, and Fire Tour, and they have stops all over the area, I think about 20 artists, and each one probably has another guest artist with them as well from all over the country coming in, and there'll be some fabric artists, a lot of ceramics, and then some painting, other jewelry as well. So, yeah, you can go anywhere from Johnson Creek to near the Deerfield, Cambridge area.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Sounds like a good tour.
Lots of art tours going on in October.
Yeah, Wisconsin is loaded with very talented artists, and that sounds like a really fun tour.
Yeah, thank you very much. Next we go to Bob in Neenah. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Bill. Tomorrow and Sunday is Eagle River's Cranberry Fest. Last weekend we had Warren's Cranberry Fest, but this weekend is Eagle River's Cranberry Fest, and also Stone Lake has a Cranberry Fest, too. So,
wow, there's lots of cranberry. I know. That we mentioned it in the very, very beginning of the hour, Bob, but it's good to we didn't know about we mentioned Eagle River, and the other one was where?
Stone Lake.
I think we did
mention it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. And I would love to go to a cranberry fest. And one year, a long, long time ago, I did a news report on the harvesting of cranberries. And the color of cranberry bogs is just, it's just beautiful.
Did you get out there up into your knees into the bog?
I didn't do that. So I know that you can do that. And I would like to, that is going to be one of my challenges. This year, I don't think I can do it. But if I'm not mistaken, it's... it is around the Warrens area. You can call ahead, but they'll let you put on the waders and get in.
They actually have bog tours at Eagle River, I believe, too.
Oh, do they? Okay. Well, that'd be great.
So you can do that.
Let's see. We have Lori who called in who said that the Little Farmer Apple Orchard near Fond du Lac has good pies. Well, maybe that's what our caller was.
I bet it is the Little Farmer. I've heard that. Yep.
Very nice. So maybe it was the Little Farmer Apple Orchard near Fond du Lac that our caller got his great pie at. There is a Fond du Lac has an apple harvest festival, but that's October 11th. So our caller wasn't at that last weekend. So, Lori also wanted to mention that there is a blues festival in Waupaca this weekend. It's at the Chain of Lakes. That's the Chain of Lakes Blues Festival.
Yeah, there is, and it's on our list, and it's supposed to be a really good one. And I think they have the Altered Five Blues Band, the Big and Tasty Blues Group, and the Jimmies are going to be there as well.
The Jimmies. You know what? I'm going to be in Waupaca tomorrow. I saw that on their website. The only problem is that I'm not going to be there all day, and I'm not sure I want to spend $25 to hear one song, you know?
Well, maybe you can stand outside and hear it through the door.
There we go. I can do that. Or I can ask if I can come in and listen to one song without paying $25. We'll see. But I'm going to be going, of all things, to the Manawa area. This is just a personal thing, but I'm looking forward to kind of exploring the area. I'm going to stop at Hartman Creek State Park, which is in that area. I've never been there, and I would love to see. I have sort of a plan to go to as many state parks as I can, so I'm going to see that park. And I'm going to go to Manawa to an older historic home in Manitowa has been turned into a bed and breakfast, and they have afternoon tea there. And
oh,
I'm going to have some afternoon tea with some
high
friends.
Tea.
Yes. I thought that sounded fun.
It sounds good.
And also see another friend who lives in the Iola area, so I'm looking forward to my trip there coming up. Fish Creek is having jack-o'-lantern days. That looks like October 30th through the November 1st with pumpkin carving and ghost tours in Door County and costume parties and pet costume events. That sounds fun.
Door County is jumping. That's right. It's fall. There's a lot of activity going on up there. It's going to be a great time to go up and see the colors up at Peninsula Park. And actually, the Pottawatomie State Park up there is one that doesn't get as many people going to it, but it's another beautiful park and good place to go. This evening in Mazomanie, not too far from Madison, there's free music going on out there. They've been doing it the first Friday of every month. They have a free concert out there, and it's kind of the local musicians get together. They perform kind of as the house band called Staph Infection. But they're good. They play kind of country, Cajun, little Irish music, and they bring in a special guest group this weekend called Dos Utter Guys.
Dos Utter Guys are...
from down around New Glarus area, as I recall. They probably play some polka and stuff like that, but it's free, and you're welcome to go over in Mazomanie. Just go look for the Mazomanie Music Conservancy.
Yeah, we just have a couple of minutes to go, Gary. We didn't get to everything on your getaway list, but... Yep. You have another assignment or a one
yeah,
that
you know I, one thing right in town here is the Science Fest going on at the university, and one of the things that was really intriguing to me, there's two things there. One is they have kind of a robot zoo, they call it, and I would sort of like to hear what's going on at the robot zoo. But then the other thing that really was intriguing to me is they have a class on how to make the perfect Bloody Mary, and I could maybe be tempted to go try that and see how good I could make one, you know?
How hard is that, though?
Yeah. We got to work at it.
What are you going to be doing in October, Gary?
I'm actually planning to go and do a fall color tour. I want to shoot some pictures. I shoot a lot of color stuff, and I haven't been out on a good fall color tour for several years now, and I'm planning to go up around Lake Superior and up through the north part of the state and do a lot of fall color shooting.
That's great. I want to do that as well, and maybe we'll see up in Superior for that scary thing.
Hey, yeah, I'll be the other guy with the flashlight.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary. Okay. We'll talk to you again next month for the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. So Bill Martins has stopped by with an update on our fall membership drive. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive. We are asking for your gift of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So how are we doing, Bill?
Well, we need 13 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so. But, you know, as people are getting up and getting about, they're tuning in and they're like, oh, it's pledge drive time. I need to show my support for WPR. So you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And, you know, your pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So donate for your chance to go to Cuba or tour South Africa or see the Canadian Rockies. And you don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all the details.
Yeah, your pledge right now keeps WPR going strong, and it enters you into the drawing for a trip of your choice. So no better time to make that contribution. Support a service that you value and get a chance to win a great trip at the same time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, in just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of those conversations possible. So take that simple but powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on WPR. And during this drive, you can also ask for a gift for your pledge, the new WPR water bottle.
Yep, it's stainless steel, either dark blue with a light blue design or light blue with a yellow design, kind of an old school Milwaukee Brewers kind of thing going on there. Show your support for WPR and ask for this bottle when you give $12.50 a month or $150 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't have that much to give. Well, don't worry. Your gift of any amount, whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month or $1 million a month, whatever amount is comfortable to you, that's the right amount. And every pledge adds up, and each and every one is important. The important thing to do is make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Got a little more than a minute to go, and we need 13 pledges to reach the goal this hour. So your pledge during this fall membership drive is so important. And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount, you'll be entered in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip and sustainers. You're automatically entered.
And you can also show your support for WPR and pledge $12.50 a month or $150 or more and ask for WPR's new water bottle at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to a supporter from La Crosse who says, when I turn the keys in my car, WPR is the first station I'm tuned to. I've been listening for years and it's about time I give as little for as much as I receive. Thank you so much for your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.